Thank you for listening to this Belly Up Sports Podcast Network product. Some said we go belly up, so we made it our name, and we're still here.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Thanks to our friends at U Stadium for supporting this podcast. Download U Stadium and talk to all kinds of sports fans, win great prizes, and take part in amazing events. You can also subscribe to the U Stadium YouTube page for exclusive shows like Time Out with U Stadium, The Sports Desk, Play Like a Jet, and many more. That's ustadium.com.
It's time to BS.
Did you know that Rob Van Dam's wife is a porn star?
I don't know that. How did I miss this? And what's your name?
A U Stadium podcast.
Wait, what? Repeat that to me? Did you just ruin bacon, egg, and cheese?
No, I did not. I did not.
Repeat the sandwich you told us. For me, please. Have you actually ever ate this?
Yes, I did. It's really good. Yes, I did. It's really good.
That's disgusting.
It's not. It's really good, actually.
It's time to BS.
So apparently, we're still doing a show. And that's fine, I guess. Welcome to episode 133 of Time to BS. I am Staniel Smooth. Thank you for tuning in. We're back after 2 weeks. I was in Virginia for a whole week. So, there's that. John's not here for this week, which is fine. I was not here for last week because fuck knows what's going on. But here we are, nonetheless. Just chilling. Just fucking chilling. Over the last couple weeks, we've witnessed some pretty interesting news, to say the least, in the world of sports and in life, per se. One thing that has happened is the Los Angeles Rams are the Super Bowl champions. And to quote our dear friend Holden, fuck them picks. Because apparently going all into the NFL works nowadays. That's going to suck. That's going to suck when you see more and more teams going all in just because they want that one simple glory of a championship. It's a shame. It is a real shame, my friends. It is a real fucking shame. The game itself was really good. Well, not really good. It was a good game. It wasn't, like, a great game, but it was a good game nonetheless. I mean, there were moments where you wanted to strangle anyone who was watching TV, like the Bengals giving up, what was it, 7 sacks in that game? The Rams just took over. I mean, if Cincinnati did not play perfect, the Rams were winning that game. If the Bengals were going to play perfect, they were going to win that game. And they had them. They had them, too. Now, there were some questionable calls in that Super Bowl that did favor Cincinnati and to some degree, and to later in the game, the Rams. Like a pass interference or holding call on in the red zone where the Rams scored the game-winning touchdown to Cooper Kupp. By the way, Super Bowl MVP Cooper Kupp. It was a clear observation of fuck the NFL and, you know, fuck the rules. Because you clearly cannot tackle anyone today. It is specifically just sarcastable for those South Park fans out there. And it's a damn fucking shame. Because Stan Kroenke, who is the owner of the Rams, is a clear supporter of these fucking rules. It's... Now, going back to the Rams, does going all-in work? Does going all-in work? I mean, the Rams acquired Jalen Ramsey, Von Miller, Leonard Floyd, Odell Beckham Jr., and the list goes on and on. And, I mean, if you want to include Jalen Ramsey and Odell and Von Miller, then, yeah. I mean, Ramsey's worth that contract, duh. It's fucking obvious. But if you want to make the debate to say, oh, going all in works, you should do it more. No, this isn't the NBA where you can get two championships in 2 years and expect it to work. You're not going to get a Kevin Durant. Like, ever. Now, oh, they also traded for Matthew Stafford. I completely forgot. Because he was their quarterback this year. There. Cincinnati shot themselves in the foot thanks to their offensive line and, of course, their shitty history as the aforementioned holding penalty in the red zone. Their own fault. Shot themselves in the foot. Their offensive line was their kryptonite the whole year. And they couldn't do anything. They could do literally fucking nothing without their offensive line just literally collapsing. Now, I like Quentin Spain and Jonah Williams a lot. But, good God, man. The right side of the line is just fucking awful. They need, like, a Brandon Scherff and, like, a Trent Brown, and they'll be fine. I mean, Riley Reiff is still a good player. I mean, they need a, like, maybe a Ryan Jensen at center to replace Trey Hopkins. I don't know, but... Who knows? So if you're new to us, but you have been following us for a while, you will know that I've been teasing something per se called Smooth Radio. It's a new show that I want to do, based off like Real Talk. Which is, I guess you want to call it as, like, what BS Sessions is supposed to be. But then again, I love doing BS Sessions. We were supposed to do an episode of BS Sessions with Kim a while back ago. But that's going to happen. I just don't know when. But Smooth Radio is sports, music, video games. I guess it might be the new name of the podcast. I don't know yet. I don't fucking know. But this is just... It's a project. Nothing is finalized. Nothing is finalized yet. Nothing is official yet. I don't know. But this is just an idea. Where it says coming soon. It's just... I do that sometimes. But... We'll be back. We'll keep doing shit. We'll just keep doing our thing. But who knows? In other news, Ukraine is in war with Russia, or the other way around. Russia is invading Ukraine. And I see a lot of people like, pray for Ukraine. Pray for Ukraine this. Pray for Ukraine this. Like, dudes, just shut the fuck up. I mean, it's just let it be like a toxic couple. I'm sure it'll sort this shit out. Just like an emotionally unstable couple that's like living in a expensive New York City apartment with high rent. Each of them is making like 20-something an hour in New York City. working for like CVS or something, and they're constantly screaming at each other while their kid is sitting in the room, and the apartment is like a closet, and they're screaming at each other. I'm sure it'll sort this shit out. No need to pray and shit. I mean, if you want to, be my fucking guest, but like, I'm sure it'll sort this shit out. It's war. It happens all the time. Hell, we're gonna go to war soon. I don't know when, but hey, I'm just being realistic. I'm not being an ass. I'm just being realistic here. In other news, the Rams prove that super teams exist. And it's bad for the future league. Like, it's not gonna work. It's not. It won't work. First of all, I mean, the salary cap, the salary of every player today is ridiculous. You expect teams to put a shit ton of their salary cap into like four players and expect it to work. It's not. It's not going to work. Hell, I'm witnessing firsthand as a Seahawk fan. I'm witnessing it firsthand. Russell Wilson's getting paid $35 million a year. And he wants to be traded. Patrick Mahomes is getting paid for 10 years at $45 million a year. That's half a billion dollars. Ooh, nice neck crack. And you expect me to believe that there are teams that really want to go with the super team route? Sure. Sure thing, bud. It doesn't work in the NFL. The NFL is the ultimate team sport. It doesn't fucking work. If it works, prove me wrong. But hey, I mean, I don't know shit in the end. I really don't. I'm just some dude behind a microphone, so what the fuck do I care? Speaking of super teams, the former world champions in the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are without a quarterback. So, naturally, you go big game hunting for quarterback. So Tampa is reportedly looking at Deshaun Watson of the Houston Texans, who may or may not play this year. Who knows? I don't know. And Russell Wilson. Personally, I would just go with Jimmy Garoppolo and call it a day, but hey, what do I know? Not a whole much. Not a whole much. But at the same time, whoa. Get the fuck out of here. Tony Khan just bought Ring of Honor? No fucking shit. That's awesome! Whoa! I'm just reading this now. Tony Khan, the owner of AEW, just bought Ring of Honor. No fucking shit! Ring of Honor is awesome, but like, damn! That's awesome. I can dig this. I can dig this indeed. I kind of just want to go to, like, the podcast or fucking Garcast to see where this goes from here. But who knows? That's cool. That's really cool, actually. Speaking of wrestling, WrestleMania 38 is a title-in-title match for... let me rephrase it. It's a title unification match. Brock Lesnar, the current WWE Champion, against Roman Reigns, the longest reigning Universal Champion, which technically speaking is a world champion. I think he's like the fifth longest reigned world champion in WWE history. Could be wrong. But, regardless. Where do I start? Where do I fucking start from here? Thank you. Where do I start? Once again, they decide to make WrestleMania a two-night event, so they can plow in more money, even though it's a terrible idea. Worked the first two times. WrestleMania's 36 and 37, but in Dallas? Eh. Now, I understand the other title matches have been announced with Becky Lynch going against Bianca Belair for the Raw Women's title, Charlotte Flair and Ronda Rousey for the SmackDown title. Yeah, that's right, Ronda Rousey back in WWE, what a fucking shock. The Intercontinental title has not been decided yet, I don't know. Edge and AJ Styles, you also get for the U.S. title. I don't know, because Finn Balor just won the U.S. title. I don't fucking know, but what do I know? I don't know. I'm very curious to see what the unification... I just go back to one championship, please. Do me a favor. Go back to the Attitude Era of, like, 2007 backwards. When The Undertaker won the Royal Rumble, ECW were sort of still a thing. Not, like, the ECW, but it was, like, a developmental program. It was, like, the third night. It was like, nah. Take me back to 2007. Undertaker wins the Royal Rumble, beats Batista at WrestleMania 23. Oh, it was awesome. So great. Speaking of Undertaker, but I'll get to that after the main event, because I tend to procrastinate these things. The main event of WrestleMania 38 is going to be Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns, effectively speaking, for the WWE Championship unification match. Yay! I am neither for nor against this. Listen, I'm pretty sure this was expected when Brock Lesnar won the Rumble. It was like, okay, he's gonna win the WWE title at Elimination Chamber, which he did. And he's going to face Roman for a title and title match. Okay. That's... Wow. That's... Jesus. Nothing too terrible. That's not terrible. Tony Khan announced he has purchased Ring of Honor. That's still awesome. CM Punk right now is sick to his stomach. Oof. Oof. As he should be, as former Ring of Honor champion. Fucking tired, man. It's a long, long, long week.
And it's fucking Wednesday.
But, one thing is for certain, there's still more to talk about. Yeah, let's get to Ring of Honor, shall we? Yeah, Ring of Honor was... okay. Ring of Honor was... back in the day, Ring of Honor was awesome. It's since gotten a lot bigger. I was not expecting one Tony Khan to purchase Ring of Honor. I was expecting it to be purchased by Impact. Who is doing a partnership with said Ring of Honor. But, what do I know? Not a whole lot. But, back to procrastinating as I usually do. The Master Procrastinator, that should be my title. The Master Procrastinator is Daniel Smooth. That'd be funny. The quarterback trade market's going to be interesting. Anyone pay attention to quarterback trade market around the NFL? Anyone? Anyone? No? No one? All right, cool. Washington is supposedly to lead the way because they want to go big game hunting. They will go hunting for big game, indeed. They want to go for the elk. Well, everyone's going for the deer from something else, or a pig, or something. Like a nice big hog. It's great. Tampa Bay wants to go big game hunting because, you know, they just, 2 years ago, they just won a fucking Super Bowl. And Tom Brady retires, so it's like, well, what do we do now? Denver? Good God, Denver. You guys need a fucking quarterback, like, badly. You need a quarterback. Now, supposedly, the five quarterbacks that are going to be traded, in terms of the big name guys, are Rodgers, Wilson, Garoppolo, Watson, and a fifth one has entered the fray in Kirk Cousins. What do the Vikings do with Kirk Cousins? That is a question, my friends. That is a very interesting question. Kirk Cousins, who has $33 million a year tied to his name, who was as infuriating as a quarterback I can remember. The dude can't move. Viking fans hate him. Coaches love him because he throws for 500 yards and 6 touchdowns. However, there are days where he'll throw like 4 interceptions and 2 pick sixes. Like, what the fuck is he? What is Kirk Cousins? Is he your quarterback or is he not? I don't know. I most certainly don't fucking know. I mean, Aaron Rodgers, I mean, who wants to trade for Aaron Rodgers? Yeah, we saw Tom Brady play to 45. Then fuck. Goodbye. Good for you. Do you want a medal? And you're going to go to the Hall of Fame as the greatest quarterback of all time. But, like, Aaron Rodgers, what the fuck? Who died and made you king? Like, am I missing something here? I must be missing something here. I'm, like, looking around here. It's just like, I'm looking for my therapist to help me out of this crazy moment. Because last time I checked, Deshaun Watson is going to be suspended for at least half the season. Aaron Rodgers might leave anyway. Who the fuck knows what's going to happen to Russell Wilson? Because Sierra, happy wife, happy life. You know how it goes, guys. And then there's Jimmy Garoppolo, the one who's most likely to be traded. Because, fuck, they drafted a quarterback third overall, the 49ers, in Trey Lance. So, you have to trade Garoppolo, I guess. I mean, if you want to develop Garoppolo, I mean, Lance for another season, then be my fucking guest. But, like, fuck. Unless the Garoppolo's a free agent at the end of the year. I do not know. I do not have the answer to that question. Tua Tagovailoa, is he 6th or is it Kyler Murray? I don't know. So many questions, so little answers. And yet, there are still quarterbacks that are getting paid $33 million a year. Like Jared fucking Goff. If you want to look at how infuriating the quarterback market is, look no further than Detroit Lions quarterback Jared Goff. Former Ram, by the way. Who's getting paid $33 million a year to sit on his ass and play for the Lions. Unfucking-believable, man. Unbelievable. So, here we go. You know, I just thought of it. Ring of Honor is now part of AEW property. Does the Bullet Club come into fruition here? Ooh, that's a question indeed. That's a very curious question. Very interesting question indeed, my friends. Well, you know what they say, my friends? This show is not free, so time for some ads. Do you like watches? I sure as hell do. You know who likes watches? La Terrain.
La Terrain is the proud sponsor of Time to BS Podcast. Use the promo code TIME2BS at LaTerrain.com for a free compass with the purchase of any select timepiece. How fucking awesome is that? You get a free watch with the purchase of another watch. So it's two watches for the price of one. How sick is that? And all you gotta do is enter the stupid promo code. Just enter a code at purchase and you'll be fine. How sick is that? That's awesome. Hell, I would do that. I may have already. But that's awesome. So, promo code TIME2BS at LaTerrain.com.
It's time to BS.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, sir.
I got a question for you.
Go ahead, Dan.
Did you know that Rob Van Dam's wife is a porn star?
I don't know that. How did I miss this? And what's her name?
A U Stadium podcast.
All right. Well, I'm on a roll today. I guess we can look at the Lakers. What the fuck is this? Like, what the actual fuck is going on here with the Lakers? I can tell you what's going on. Russell Westbrook? Anthony Davis? Is it Westbrook? No, he's the first one to blame, though. He's the first one to blame. Why is this? I don't know. I don't have the answer to this question. But it's because Laker fans don't want to blame LeBron. Ooh, decisions, my friends. Decisions. So many decisions. But, say what you want about the Lakers. The most historically great franchise in the history of the NBA... Home of 17 world champions, multiple Hall of Famers, multiple greatest, some of the greatest players to ever play the game, including the late, great Kobe Bryant, the second best player in NBA history, Kobe Bryant. They are spoiled fucking fans. Spoiled because they're Laker fans. And that's all they have. Can't root for the Clippers. Nah, that's cardinal sin. That's a cardinal sin, my friends. That is a cardinal sin to root for the Clippers. Who the fuck wants to do that? I certainly don't. I'm a Knicks fan. I can't say shit. I'm also an Islander fan with a fucking tattoo of the logo on his bicep, so I can't really say shit either. But, you know what the issue is that many people do not want to talk about? It's because Anthony Davis cannot stay healthy. And LeBron James is to blame for it because you know why? He is the de facto GM. He is the general manager of the fucking Lakers. Not Rob Pelinka. It's LeBron James. What a fucking surprise. He did this with Cleveland. He did this with the Heat, sort of. He did this with Cleveland twice. And he's doing it with the Lakers. And people still want to dub him the greatest of all time. Like Isaiah Thomas, who has that big of a grudge against Michael Jordan. Unbelievable. Face it, Lakers, you're not winning a championship this year, or probably for the remainder of the LeBron James contract, because suck it. Suck it. Now you must feel pain once again. This world shall know pain. What else is going on today? What else is going on? Ah, yes. Phil Mickelson. Being canned because of his own stupidity. What happened here? That's no. Phil Mickelson. Comments. Phil Mickelson said that, Phil Mickelson said that the Saudis were scary motherfuckers to get involved with. They execute people over there for being gay. fuck? I mean, how is that offensive? How is that offensive if it's true? They're scary motherfuckers. Now I get it. Saudi Gulf is huge, to my knowledge. I could be horribly fucking wrong. But how is that offensive? I mean, just the terrorists. That's about it. I mean, I'm not wrong when I say that. Right? I mean, I'll push away from that because there are some sensitive fucking people here. But, again, what do I know? Not a whole lot. Jesus. Okay, so, he is canned by sponsors because of his own stupidity. That's, I don't know why I wrote that, but, I don't know. The baseball CBA meetings, that's one final sports thing we could talk about before we end the show. What the fuck, Rob Manfred? Like, honestly, what the fuck are you doing? You want to defend the integrity of the game, and you are ruining the integrity of the game. Ironic, isn't it? Fucking ironic. So, let me get this straight here. You're canceling games because you want to spend, because you don't want to spend money. Then that makes you a cheap son of a bitch. But you also want to protect the integrity of the game, and yet you are canceling games. And also won't allow Barry Bonds or Roger Clemens in the Hall of Fame. Huh? Like, I am generally fucking confused when I speak of this. Like, you want to talk general confusion when I speak of this. This is the world we live in. This is the world we live in the world of baseball. Where the overall viewing of baseball is changed because of the owners and because of Rob Manfred. Rob Manfred was already on the hot seat during the Astros investigation. And now this shit happens? I'm sorry, but Gary Bettman, you might have a new challenger for the worst commissioner in sports. Rob Manfred might take your fucking place. Because this is ridiculous. Now, in Bettman's defense, he did cancel an entire season. He also did short an entire season in 2013, but regardless, just because you want to save money does not mean you cancel an entire season when your entire fucking revenue is the players and people come to see the players in your stadiums. So, how does that not make sense? Explain to me how that doesn't make any sense. But you also, here's what annoys the shit out of me more and more, is you got the players that all they ask for is like, is a bonus system for the young players. Because what are they making? $750K a year? On their rookie contracts? Have them make $1 million. The owners don't want to pay that. That's fucking pocket change. That's pocket change for them. I mean, unless if you're the Tampa Bay Rays or the Oakland A's, but hey, that's pocket change. How much do you think the Tampa Bay Rays cost? $500 million? More? I mean, they'd be worth more if they were in Tampa, not St. Petersburg. That's fucking dumb. I mean, you want to call bullshit. The Rays are awesome. And they're in St. Petersburg, Florida. Not Tampa, Florida. Which is the dumbest shit. The dumbest shit. Unfucking believable. It's like, baseball doesn't want to change. It's just... It's so dumb. It's absolutely dumb. Wow, Ukraine being at war with Russia is causing a heavyweight title fight to be on hold. These, honestly, this baseball CBA meetings are annoying as shit. Because it's like fucking clockwork. It's clockwork with this shit. And you see teams like the Royals or the fucking Miami Marlins, who, by the way, Derek Jeter's out as CEO. They're on... You see this shit all the time with small market teams. They start to get good, and then the CBA meetings happen, or like something stupid happens to where they have to cut salary. Like, what the absolute fuck, man? What in the absolute fuck is this shit? This is fucking stupid. But, what do I care? Alright, so, I guess for the next 20 minutes, I'm going to speak my mind. I understand that there is a general fucking population of people who I will not say, who are, by the way, happy Mardi Gras for our friends in New Orleans. We live in something called a false perception of our own reality. We live in a perception of reality to where our reality is something, shit, is something that someone makes it out to be. Our reality is something that someone makes it out to be. So, I understand that there is this popular HBO show called Euphoria out. Okay, I have not seen a single episode of Euphoria yet. I'm sure it's really good. But there are also people who will watch TikTok religiously and will try to mold their life around TikTok. And my response is, what the fuck are you doing? Now, I understand we live in a social media age where social media is the way to go. Where we're like, oh, what's this person doing? And then all of a sudden you get celebrities that are chiming in on Ukraine. Like, shut the fuck up. But that's not why I'm talking about this. Why I'm talking about this is simple. Your reality, your life, is whatever the hell you decide to do. Because I understand we, like, us as a younger generation, like, even the younger people that are younger than us, will try to ask people how to live their life. I mean, this is what I think is going on. Or this is what I see. But like, I understand that there is this stigma that says, oh, just because, like, your shitty father says you can't do this doesn't mean you can't do it. Okay? It's your life. You are one fucking person. You are the most important person in your life. You are the most important person in your life. And if you don't take care of yourself, and if you don't put yourself first before anyone, it's going to break you. I'm going to tell you guys a little story. So, there was a period of time where I thought I would put myself first before anyone. where I would put other people first before myself. And it broke me, because when I would try to help myself, be like, oh, what do my friends think about me, or what do my family think about me, or what does my girlfriend think about me, or et cetera, et cetera. It's like, who the fuck cares what people think about you? Who cares? It's a matter of what you think about yourself. How do you view yourself in life? Now, we could go on for hours and hours about how, you know, you are ultimately your own creation. What that means is you create your life. You got that? You create your life. People, other people do not create your life except for your mother, who gave birth to your ass. But there's this whole notion that everything has to be perfect. Nothing has to be perfect, guys. There's no such thing as perfection. Perfection is flawed. Perfection is fucking flawed. If you don't believe that, trust me. God made your ass. You're not perfect. See? There you go. Problem solved. As someone who deals with depression and self-worth issues, believe me, I would fucking know. You try so hard to look at yourself in the mirror and tell yourself there's nothing wrong. But in the end, there is. Because you know why? There's always something wrong. You're not going to be clean or crisp or perfect or whatever. And that's fine. That's fine. But it's up to you to live a healthy life. It's up to you, in the end, to live a healthy lifestyle, mentally, physically, emotionally, you name it. Live your life to the fullest, guys. That's all you can do. Now, and that's part of the reason why I wanted to turn Time to BS into Smooth Radio, eventually, I don't know yet, is because we don't have enough real talk. And then I remember, oh yeah, Time to BS is part real talk. But what do I know? Not a whole lot, guys. Not a whole fucking lot, that's for sure. But in the end, we all have our own story to write. I guess you can put it this way, like Kevin Hart said, your life is a book. How do you decide to write that book? If you want to go to the gym and work your ass off at the gym, start lifting 300 pounds right out of the gate, or do some cardio work, then fucking go for it. Like, the best way I can put it is, like, each page is a new day. How do you want to write that page out? Or every new chapter is a new day. It's a lot of chapters, and it's a big fucking book. But simplify it. Every new day is a new page in your book. 365 pages. Think of it that way. How do you write your story? How are people going to read your book and remember you? You want to be the best that you can be. But what is the best? What is the best immediately? What's after the best? There's no such thing as perfect. There's no such thing as the best. Because in the end, you can only get better. If you think of the most mentally stable person in the world, okay, and then do better than that. You can always get better. I'm glad I had these talks, because it really gives me a chance to speak my mind. Alright, guys. So, that's going to do it for episode 133 of Time to BS. I guess you can say
thanks for tuning in, guys, because this is going to be a fun journey.
And I hope to bring you guys along for the ride. Have a good one, guys.